KQED.
California's powerful nurses union is gearing up for a fight with Kaiser Permanente, the largest hospital system in the state. Bargaining for a new contract at Northern California hospitals begins next week. A lot has changed politically and economically since the last contract sailed through 4 years ago. The California Report's health reporter April Demboski has the story.
Going to a nurses union meeting is a little bit like going to an evangelical church service. Nurses from around the state stand and report grievances at their hospitals as though they're giving testimony, and the rest of the nurses respond with the passion of a devout congregation.
We all have to stand up, and it's a struggle, but it's not, it never came out of our hearts, and we will still overcome this, okay?
Yes, that's it.
The union heads at the front of the room step in to rally the group around a unifying message. Bargaining director Deborah Gubel takes the floor after a nurse complains that patients are suffering under hospital management policies.
We're not okay with that, and we are not going to put up with that. As an organization of registered nurses, that's not what our calling is, and it's not...
The California Nurses Association is rousing its troops for battle. The union is anticipating Kaiser will propose cuts in the next contract negotiation, and leaders want to make sure nurses are ready to fight back, and if necessary, go on strike.
The power of the 18,000 of us to make sure that the reason why we got in this profession is fulfilled.
4 years ago, nurses ratified the first contract proposal Kaiser offered without objection. The hospital didn't make any cuts to wages, pensions, or other benefits, and nurses didn't push for any increases. Both sides had reason to keep tensions at a minimum. Joanne Spetz is an economics professor at the University of California, San Francisco. She says in 2010, the nursing shortage was still a recent memory, and Kaiser wanted to hold on to its experienced nurses. It was also the end of a recession, and nurses didn't want to appear greedy.
You're not going to get a lot of public sympathy. You don't really have a great case. You know, oh, gee, you should give us a pay raise when everybody else in the Bay Area is basically taking pay cuts.
But a lot has changed in the last 4 years. The economy has improved, especially in Northern California. And the Affordable Care Act is generating a lot of new customers for Kaiser.
One could reasonably expect into the future that there will be growth. And if there is growth, then they're doing exactly what the classic role of a union is, which is to say, well, if there's going to be increased net revenue, we should get a cut of that.
Nurses started marching months ago, framing their demands around patient care and safety. They haven't articulated any specific financial requests yet. Instead, ICU and ER nurses at Kaiser say the hospital system has been skimping on care, discharging patients who should be admitted, or closing pediatric and cardiology units. Nurse practitioner Rachel Phillips says she is under unrelenting pressure to see more patients in less time.
When I first started at Kaiser, I wasn't rushed to see my patients. I could have 30 minutes with a new patient, and the time's kind of gotten whittled away. Currently, we're being asked to see patients every 15 minutes, regardless of the complexity of their medical issues.
Kaiser says a lot of the union's claims are misleading and that it is committed to providing high-quality care. Barbara Crawford, Kaiser's vice president for quality, says the economics of healthcare are shifting and demand for hospital care has gone down.
We actually need less nurses in the hospital.
She says improvements in technology and reductions in hospital infections means there are fewer patients staying in the hospital. She gives the example from earlier this year when her husband had foot surgery.
He was in and out the same day, and he did not have general anesthetic. I would say 4 years ago, he probably would have been in the hospital 4 or 5 days.
She says the Affordable Care Act has brought in a lot of new members, but the law also puts pressure on hospitals to cut costs. Medicare reimbursements are going down, which eats into hospital revenues, and health reform has made the insurance market a lot more competitive. So Kaiser has to be aggressive on price.
As consumers have opted to join us, our expectation and promise to them is that we keep their costs down.
Kaiser will also be well-armed to defend its position. In recent years, it hired two of its top labor relations executives from Disney World and Ford Motor Company. But Professor Joanne Spetz says the nurses have power in numbers. The California Nurses Association founded a national arm that has been gaining members across the country, most recently in anti-union states like Florida and Texas. Spetz says this local fight likely has national aspirations.
Given that Kaiser exists in multiple states, there may be a broader strategy of trying to demonstrate their strength, demonstrate their willingness to fight, demonstrate their political power on a national stage.
California nurses have already been pushing Congress to pass legislation that would establish national nurse ratios similar to California's.
Those kinds of efforts are going to be helped anytime they can get some positive national view or fear, quite frankly, of their power.
The ultimate question is, what do patients get out of all this? Studies are mixed on whether union advocacy actually results in better patient outcomes. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.